Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church. That is a familiar sound in much of the world. The Islamic call to prayer, calling Muslims to pray as they do three or five or seven times a day. What is Islam? Is Islam the religion of peace? Is it the parallel to Judaism or Christianity that it is often portrayed as being? Is it just another world religion? And what is the connection between Islam and violence, Islam and jihad, Islam and global terrorism? Joining us to talk about Islam and terrorism, Mossab Hassan Youssef. He's son of a founding member of the terrorist organization Hamas, and he is co-author of the new book, Son of Hamas. Mossab, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you, Thad.
You've been very public lately with the release of your book, Son of Hamas. Have you received any threats to your life or your well-being since?
In fact, I received a death sentence already a year before the releasing date of my book. And practically, since I turned my back to the cause of the nation and the cause of God, I can be sentenced to death in any Arab or Muslim country in the world.
Is the sentence that was pronounced against you based upon your defection from Hamas or from Islam?
The first one was from Islam, and today after the release of the book, it will be because of turning my back to Hamas.
I want to talk about when you first saw the real face of Hamas. You were raised, obviously, with your father as a founding member of this terrorist organization, but it wasn't until you were in your 20s that you actually saw what Hamas really was. Tell us that story.
Yeah, that was during the time in prison when Hamas members were torturing Hamas members. But to be honest with you, there is no real face for Hamas. The real face and the argument is what is the real face of Islam? If you want to look for the real face of Hamas, you will find charity work. You'll find lots of taking care of lots of orphans, and you will get confused. My problem is not with Hamas. My problem with the real face, with the real lie of the God of the Quran and the lie that Muhammad lied to the entire world 1,400 years ago.
So what is the face of Islam as you have seen it?
The real face of Islam is terrorism. This is the real face. The core of the Islamic belief is jihad. And jihad means that everybody outside of the body of Islam should do two things. First, to pay taxes with the submission to Muslims. The other choice, to get killed. And those are the two options that the God of Islam gives to infidels or Christians and Jews. So this is the real face of Islam, and Muhammad was a smart, evil man, and he wrapped those facts with the liars of truth and charity and worshiping one God, all great ideas, to cover the real face of Islam. And today it's easy for you. You can read the Quran by yourself. You can go to chapter 9. Verse 5 and verse 29, and you will recognize the real face of the God of the Islam.
Do those who promote terrorism in the name of Islam, do you think that they understand this this lie that they continue to talk about Islam being, when asked, those that are public, when asked that if Islam is a peaceful religion, they will say, yes, if you would submit It's a peaceful
religion. Most of them are victims. Most of them are victims of their religion. They have been lied to, and they are part of the lie themselves while they don't see it, unless they get out of the picture and they allow themselves to question what they are doing and where they are going. Otherwise, they don't see it. So they are not... Some politicians use Islam for their political agendas, and this is known. It's obvious that, you know, that they are using that. But most of the time, suicide bombers, nobody, like, for example, a suicide bomber, if he knew that this is a lie, why would he go kill himself? He believed that this is for real. So they are victims most of the time.
What is it about Islam that so many find compelling? I mean, we're talking about a religion that does numerically grow. It does have its adherents are hardly casual, especially in Islamic countries. Even those who live under the oppression of Sharia law still are strongly devoted to this. What is the appeal?
Yes, it's there is in general. For the last 10 years, there is a coming back to religion in general, not only Islam. Many people find a safe haven in the box of religion. It's their drug, simply. And the growing of Islam is because Muslims celebrate with everybody who comes to Islam. But I tell you that... millions of Muslims immigrate toward Christianity. They converted to Christianity for the last few years, and nobody hear about them because they can't tell people about their faith because they get killed. So if there is a thousand here or a thousand there, Muslims make a big celebration about it and announce it because no one will kill anybody who converts to Islam. But the opposite happens. Because of that, you hear about Islam is growing, and I think there is a demographical fact about the Muslim nation is a young nation. So they have lots of children, and this is a natural growth in the Islamic nation. So this doesn't mean that Islam is a right and wonderful religion, and this is why it's growing.
Had your conversion to Christianity been known when it occurred, what do you think likely would have happened to you, Masab?
Of course, I knew that this is a very dangerous decision, not only to get killed. I think this is not the worst price I paid. But to lose your culture, to lose your home, to lose your family, to lose everything, simply, that you have in your life, and start over while you're under the pressure of threats here and there. So the price, the consequences are really bad, and this is the weapon that Satan is using against all Muslims. And simply, I wanted to cross all the red lines and destroy all the walls, in order to open the way for millions of Muslims to take a similar stand.
We're talking about Islam and terrorism. Mosab Hassan Youssef is our guest. He's a son of a founding member of the terrorist organization Hamas, a former Muslim and co-author of the new book, Son of Hamas. When we come back, I wonder, has he heard from those who, like him, disillusioned, even disgusted with the true face of Islam and the God of Islam, are saying as either former or present-day Muslims, we want to leave too, perhaps not to Christianity, but we want out of Islam and the slavery that it represents. We'll have Mosab Hassan Youssef answer that question on the other side of the break. It's Thursday afternoon, March the 18th. We're talking about Islam and terrorism. Are there others who want out of the trap that is Islam? Stay tuned. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The case of Rashida Dinkins has finally come to a close.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
In January 2007, Rashida Dinkins, who was 20 at the time, sought a second trimester abortion at an Englewood, New Jersey clinic. After the procedure, she suffered massive blood loss, a stroke, a collapsed lung, and spent 3 weeks in a coma. The clinic and two doctors recently reached a settlement with Dinkins. They agreed to pay her $1.9 million. Dinkins, who said she one day wanted to have children, had to undergo a full hysterectomy while she was in her coma. Sadly, her unborn child, who was killed during the botched abortion, will be the last one she ever conceives.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking with Mohsab Hassan Youssef, author of the book Son of Hamas, about Islam and terrorism. Mohsab, you spoke earlier about your exodus from Islam and from the terrorist organization and from, in many ways, your whole previous world. Since your conversion to Christianity and your exodus from Islam and Hamas, have you heard from other Muslims or former Muslims who are saying to you, this is what we want too, we want out from under Islam?
Yes, absolutely. There are millions, as I tell you, and thousands of people get baptized on a monthly basis. Also, not only convert into Christianity, but start to question their faith, question their religion, question religious leaders. So now I can tell you that Muslim leaders, no matter what their denomination is, they are in a big trouble. Today, with technology, and we have access to every Muslim society, we talk to them. I am not the only one. We have thousands of people. We have satellite TVs. We have radio stations to challenge their faith. And I tell you that they are in a real crisis today. It looks that they are in a good shape, but I'm telling you that today Islam's situation is one of the worst days since Muhammad had his first lie. And I believe that for the next few years, Islam will be over.
Is it possible? I know you would not contemplate a return to Islam, but is it possible for Islam in some way to be reformed?
No, there is no way. Nobody has the authority to reform Islam. What? Reform what? The Quran? For example, you're asking me the same question. If there is a chance for somebody to go cancel half of the Bible, or go, for example, and cancel the story of the crucifixion or resurrection of Jesus Christ in the Bible. Is there anybody, any Christian in the world, has the authority to do something like that?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And it's the same thing. It's in the core of the Islamic ideology to kill others if they don't submit to Islam. Islam doesn't mean peace. People, there is two words, two vocabularies in Arabic. One is Islam and the other one is Salam. Islam means submission. Salam means peace. So there is a huge difference between submission and peace. And Islam is a religion of submission. You submit or you get killed.
I wonder what your reaction is to, I refer to them as Western Muslims or Westernized Muslims, perhaps kind of more liberal in their thinking, Americanized or Westernized in their thinking, who do say, oh, Islam is peace. Islam, jihad, is the spiritual inner struggle that the Muslim has against his worst impulses. It is not taking up arms against the infidel. And we hear this constantly in the United States. How would you respond to that?
I respond by saying that those people don't know what they're doing, and they are more dangerous than fundamentalists for a simple reason, that they've given Islam a cover and given a terrorist cover. Once they come and promote for a religion that is full of hate, full of killing, and its main goal to enslave Earth, this is the main goal. What's the main goal of Islam for those people? Those people don't understand what Islam is all about. And we tell them, what's the goal of Islam on this earth? What Muhammad and his predecessors and everybody after him plan was? To enslave Earth, establish a global state, one global state with one Muslim leader that will enslave Earth and have everybody to submit for the will of the God of Islam. And if they have to use the sword, they can use the sword. And when I mean by the sword, they can use any type of force to make this happen. So if this is the main goal of Islam, why those people come and try to manipulate people's minds and say that Islam is a religion of peace? Why lying? Now, this is the problem. Muslims have the right to defend themselves because the majority of Muslims are not terrorists. And I am with, this is what I say all the time, that Muslims have morality, have responsibility, have logics more than their God. And what I say, that Muslims have the right to defend themselves because they are not terrorists. The majority of Muslim nation is not are not terrorist people in nature. They are wonderful people. They're human beings. They're just like us, like anybody else. And it's not right for them in the process of defending themselves to go and give a cover for a rooting, evil, racist religion like Islam. So what we're saying, yes, you have the right to defend yourself, but don't lie. And if you don't know your religion, go study your religion first before you come and defend it.
Is democracy possible in a country where Islam is the majority religion?
Democracy, there is something in Islam, they call it shura. And it's a democracy under the ceiling of the will of the God of Islam. This democracy cannot cross the lines of Allah. Now, in the West here, what Muslims do, they use the democratical system or the democratic system. They use it to climb and work through the system for their for the cause of their religion. So there is no such a thing in Islam called democracy, and Islam doesn't recognize democracy. Islam doesn't recognize the freedom of right, and if it was against Allah's will. And as you see, Allah's will is, it means that it's to kill everybody outside of the body of Islam.
So this explains why there is so little freedom of the press, freedom of religion, in most, if not all, Islamic-dominated countries?
Of course. You know, every problem in the Muslim and Arab world, this was in my early beginnings, when I thought that my problem was the society, and I start to study, why do I have problem with the society? And I start to think, going through lots of pain, lots of suffering on the personal level, and I made a big mistake by accusing the society. I thought that my problem was with people for a long time. And later on, I start to connect every problem that is facing that society. And I found that the root of the problem, every time the leads took me to the Quran, it took me to the personality of the God of Islam. And I was shocked every time when I connect every problem, social, or any type of problem is related, connected to the personality, to the person of the God of the Quran directly all the time. So what I say, that they have a space to work, and I told you, the people, a way they can't make a progress, because they're committed, they're playing in a prison. The God of Islam created a small box for them, and I told them, be creative as much as you can, but not out of the box. So their problem, they're stuck in that box, and they have some freedom, but it's not the freedom that our God gave us.
President Barack Obama spoke recently in Cairo, Egypt, I believe, to worldwide Islam, if you will, and he spoke glowingly about Islam, its past and its future and its potential, and he talked about finding common cause with Islam, between Islam and the West, peace-loving Islam, I think was one of the terms that he used. If you were able to meet with President Obama and he asked you, Masab, what do I need to know about Islam, what would you say to him?
First of all, I will be willing to give him a free class about Islam. I don't want anything in return, because he absolutely don't know what Islam means, and he doesn't know what the goals of Islam. He needs to learn more and see that he will figure out that Islam is not a religious a religion of peace. Now, I agree with him that he's trying to build bridges between the West and the East, and I am going in the same direction. I appreciate that he's trying to understand the Muslim people's sufferings and problems in order to help them and solve their problems. But what I don't understand, that he goes and make the Quran equal to the Bible and say the Quran is a holy book. What is so holy about the Quran? Killing others? The president of the United States has a death sentence already issued against him 1,400 years ago from Muhammad and the God of the Quran. So, and it's still till this moment in this book. So, based on what he's saying that this is a holy book and it's a religion of peace? Based on what? Regarding to this Quran that he's saying this is a book of peace and religion of peace, it's issued against him a death sentence 1,400 years ago, and people still working. They think Bin Laden is just like a bad Muslim? Bin Laden is doing exactly what is required from him, from the God of the Quran. He's doing the will of the God of the Quran, because of that I say that our problem is not with terrorists. Yes, terrorism is a problem, but our biggest problem is with the God of terrorism, which is the God of the Quran.
Our guest is Mosab Hassan Youssef. He's son of a founding member of the terrorist organization Hamas. His new book, he's co-authored Son of Hamas. We're talking about Islam and terrorism. 10 more minutes with him when we come back on this Thursday afternoon, March the 18th. I'm curious now, from the perspective of the outside looking in, that is a rare perspective probably in the world today, someone who actually has had the courage to leave Islam behind, and with it, family and many other things. From the outside looking in, how does Mosab look at the prophet that he once revered and believed, Muhammad? Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org and give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues, Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. 10 more minutes in our conversation with Mohsab Hassan Youssef, author of the book Son of Hamas, a former member of Hamas and a son of the founding member of the terrorist organization Hamas. Islam and terrorism is our subject. You once revered him. You once believed in him. And then suddenly you realize that none of it was true. Or maybe gradually you realize that none of it was true. You have, and if we've been listening carefully to Mr. Youssef's account, you realize that that organization that you grew up in is in fact harming fellow Muslims and members of that organization. What do you do, and how do you begin to look at the God of Islam? He's made that clear. What about the Prophet of Islam? Mohsab, you once revered him and believed him, the Prophet Muhammad. As a Christian now, looking from the outside in, how do you think of the Prophet Muhammad?
He absolutely was used by Satan, and he's a liar. He lied. He lied to his people. He lied to himself, and he lied to humanity. His lie became the biggest lie in the human history, if I can say it, because we have 1.5 billion Muslims around the world believe in that lie that he lied 1,400 years ago. And one of the funniest things while I'm studying Islam, after I got out of the box of Islam and I started to question my faith, and I studied for 6 years and I'm still studying until this moment. Actually, I was having the Quran right here and I was reading and trying to find more mistakes. We have thousands of mistakes in every field, and we ask Muslims just a logical question. God Almighty is perfect. How come he doesn't know where the sun sets? How come he doesn't know this geographical fact or this scientific fact? Why there are lots of mistakes in the Quran? God's supposed to be perfect. If we approve to you through your Quran, forget about what the Bible says, forget about what everybody says. We bring the Quran and we challenge and we tell you, here is a mistake. How can you respond to that? Will you still believe in this Quran if we approve to you all the mistakes? So it's easy. It's easy to expose it to them. But I tell you what's difficult. Difficult not to approve to them that the Quran is not a book from God, and it's just a book full of lies and hate. This is the easy part. But the difficult part, that they are not willing to pay the price to turn their back to that God.
Near the end of your book, you talk about a phone conversation with your father, one of the founding members of Hamas, after you had left, I believe after you've actually come to the U.S., and how it has been left between you and your father. What is your strongest hope for your father and for your family still in Islam, Mohsab?
Yeah, I have a big hope of the Muslim world because they are wonderful people. You know, those are my people. I grew up with them. I know their sufferings. I know their passion, their hospitality, and they are absolutely wonderful people. My father everybody else. But I tell you, under the influence of Islam, my family and the Muslim nation will act weird most of the time. And what I want from them, to be liberated from this God. And about my father, I know his heart. He's a wonderful person. I saved his life, and he rewarded me with that by disowning me. This is what is amazing. This is how you see he wasn't doing his will. My God wasn't doing his will. He was doing his God's will. And I don't blame him. The most important thing, to liberate him from his God, that would be the first step. Later on, it will be much easier to deal with our relations.
It sounds as though you were saying, not only for your father, but for Muslims in general, that all of the things, all of the ills that that Islam as a belief has wrought, all come together, that there is no half measures possible here, that Islam must be rejected outright for what it really is.
Completely. Mm-hmm. Completely. Like, let me give you an example. If somebody gives you delicious food and tell you, okay, I have only one drop of poison, will you try to even touch it or eat it? Of course not. And this is the Quran. This is the Quran. This is Islam. In intelligence, working with the Israeli intelligence, this is what I learned through that experience. If you want to lie, and if you want to create a perfect lie, what you do, you have the lie and you bring lots of wraps of truths, facts, and nice things, and you wrap this lie that makes it a perfect lie. At least you will get confused, but you will not know that this is a lie. And this is what happened exactly in Islam situation. You see the face of charity. You see the face of taking care of orphans and the sympathy, the compassion of people, the mercy that people have. But this doesn't mean that Islam is perfect, or this doesn't mean that Islam doesn't have deadly poison called jihad and killing infidels.
And is there Islam without jihad?
There is not. I told you, you can't take the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the Bible, because the Bible will become just something else. And the same thing, you can't take jihad. Quran is believed to be word by word from God Almighty to Muslims. This is how they see it. Muslims view Allah of the Quran as God Almighty. And it's word by word, letter by letter, is from their God. So simply nobody in the Muslim faith has the authority to cancel those verses. No one. They can have opinions, they can lie, they can manipulate people's minds. But at the end of the day, when you go read the Quran, and I give you the verses, when you go read the Quran, you will have to face those verses. And you have to deal with them. So now what I'm saying today, I want Westerners, after we this is just the beginning, and we want to educate Westerners about the reality of Islam, the real face of Islam. And it's very easy to approve. Anybody can go, bring the Quran, go to chapter 9 or Surah 9, verse 5, verse 29, and read what is in there against Christians, Jews, and anybody who doesn't believe in Islam. They will recognize, they don't have even to read the entire Quran to understand what the Quran is all about. After that, we need a big challenge. We need to challenge Muslims. Either they cancel those verses from the Quran, or the Quran has to be a legal book on the American soil. Because anybody, can you publish, if I go today and try to publish a book that I'm saying, If you don't believe in what I'm saying, I ask my followers to kill you. Can I publish such a book in our world, in our modern world, in this country? Absolutely not. So why Muslims distribute the Quran everywhere? Institutions, universities, libraries, mosques, everywhere they have their Quran. So what we need from them to show us if they have the authority to approve, first of all, they can change those verses from the Quran, which I tell you from now, they can't. Otherwise, Quran has to be banned on the American soil.
Mossab Hassan Youssef is a son of a founding member of the terrorist organization Hamas, and he's co-author of the new book, Son of Hamas. Folks, when you purchase The Son of Hamas using the Amazon.com link at our website, issuesetc.org, a percentage of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. Issuesetc.org, click Listen on Demand and look for Son of Hamas. Mossab, thank you very much for being our guest. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Folks, I would remind you that Issues, Etc. is entirely listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, the salaries, the airtime costs of this worldwide outreach. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift today to Issues, Etc. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support of Issues, Etc. Tomorrow on Issues, Etc., we'll continue our series on the Penitential Psalms. Pastor Todd Peppercorn will be our guest, and we'll play Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week. That's tomorrow, Friday, on Issues, Etc. There is no doubt we have the testimony now of not only Mossab Hassan Youssef, but of many others who have come out of the lie that is Islam. It is a lie that enslaves and would seek to enslave the minds and the hearts and the wills of many, if not all. Worse than that, it is a deadly lie. It is a lie that enslaves to one's sin and one's effort to please a God that is false. And it is a lie that ultimately, if believed, will damn. And then there is the truth. The truth that shines brighter than the lie. The truth of Jesus Christ, the true way, truth, and life. The true Savior of the world, my Savior, yours. And this Jesus does not demand that you act as his slave, that you submit. He submits to all things for you, to a life of perfect obedience, and even to death on the cross for you and for me and the world. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.